Welcome to KDK Radio. I appreciate you joining us.
I'm honored.
And how long, just give us a quick recap of how you got into the hospital.
I was leaving work on August 28th. It was a Tuesday night. As I went to my car carrying a box of San Pellegrino water, I missed the bottom step on the little set of steps that comes out the back door of WQED. I fell, and apparently my left leg twisted the wrong way underneath me or something. And when I landed, I couldn't move my left leg. It was just totally, my brain was telling it to move, and it wouldn't move. I got an ambulance to Presby. They did a bunch of x-rays and tests, and they found out, or they hypothesized that I had ruptured my quadriceps tendon.
And that's a pretty long rehab.
It's something I said that I don't think our popular culture prepared us for. It's really worse than breaking your leg to rupture a tendon, because it has to heal slowly and try to reconnect with the bone in your kneecap. And so I had a brace on my leg for 7 weeks, and it's been off now for 2 days. And I'm now doing physical therapy and exercises to essentially learn how to walk again, how to go up and down stairs, which is kind of scary because that's how I got into all of this. But it's what you got to do to get better.
Okay.
Operated on at Presby, and then I got a room in Montefiore for a week after the surgery. And then I came to what is essentially a nursing home, or I think the more PC way to call it is a skilled nursing facility. That's what this is. It's called the TCU, the Transitional Care Unit, inside McGee Hospital.
And you've been there for over a month.
For 6 weeks.
And
1 week at Montefiore, and then 6 weeks here.
So this has been your new home.
And if you saw it, somebody said, was in here today, that there's more stuff in this room than I've ever seen in anyone's hospital room.
Well, there are two reasons I wanted to call and get an update for your fans. Was first off, I know you saw the doctor on Wednesday, and I just wanted to get an update on how what he said is everything progressing as it should.
Yes, that's why I didn't expect to lose the brace that day, but he said, "Can you?" He took the brace off and he said, "Can you lift your leg?" And I could. So and essentially, I could do what I couldn't do that night, which is move my left leg. And he said, you can kiss the brace goodbye, and you can put full weight on that leg.
Wow.
So I went from being really restricted one moment to the next moment being, able to put weight on the leg and to start to bend my knee.
How strange was that, doing that for the first time in 6 weeks?
It was very strange. What's really weird is, how many of the therapists and nurses here say, you're so much taller than we thought you were? because I've been a lot in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
And, that puts you down at a certain level. And now when I stand in the walker, they say, oh, you're really tall. but it's nice to be able to stand up and actually, here at this TCU, you get a shower once a week as part of occupational therapy. And I took my first standing up shower.
Oh, wow. That had to be
that felt great, yeah.
Something that we take for granted every day, you were able to.
Yes, Chris, when you're in this condition, you look at pictures of everybody and say, like, look how easily they move around. Wow, they can walk anywhere. Yes, it's something that we take for granted that, as soon as something goes wrong, you become very aware of how much we take it for granted.
And so now that you have the brace off, what is the forecast for when you'll be back to 100%?
No one talks about that.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I just don't think they're not going to tell you, in 2 weeks you're going to be fine, or in 3 months. It seems to be longer than you would think. I know that real early on I asked my doctor, can I drive to the Carolinas for Christmas? And he said, Christmas? Yeah, that's a possibility. Thanksgiving?
Okay.
No.
Okay, so it's...
Yeah. So it's still a month or two. I mean, and they've said your leg will stay in various stages of swollenness for a year or two. So, I think it's not like I'm going to have a miracle recovery, you know, instantly.
Well, maybe you can answer this. When, for your fans that are waiting for the next Nebby, do you have any idea when you'll be able to get back to that? Or is that still...
I haven't thought about, you know, how soon I'll be back to work.
Okay.
And I've asked them at work just to hold off.
Good.
So I can figure it out.
Well, I know that as much as everyone loves your programs, I think everybody wants you to get better first.
Well, good. I hope so. I miss it too. I love what I do. So it's a double-edged thing. I do want to get better. I do want to stay on workman's comp. As soon as you start back to work, you go off workman's comp and you lose a lot of the benefits you get from that.
Yeah.
So I want to make sure that I am really good before I go back to work. And even leaving here, even leaving the TCU at McGee, everybody says, you know, don't be in a hurry because it's harder if you have to come back. So I'm not pushing anything.
Gotcha.
And all these friends and food and, you know, it's like a parade.
Well, that's the other benefit. That's the other benefit. That's the other reason I called, is my Facebook feed has been a constant cornucopia of pictures of food and exotic treats.
Just left with Gus Kolaris from Gus and Yaya's on the north side. You know, he has that icy ball cart in West Park where he serves icy balls all summer. He brought up a cooler full to, you know, share with everybody here on the floor. So it was just really nice. And, you know, a lot of the people that come are have some connection to one of my shows. A lot of them are just restaurants that I love. Some are restaurants that I don't frequent that often have just been, you know, really nice. And others are just friends who go somewhere and bring food here. So it's pretty amazing.
It has been amazing. And I think that one of my questions was, how overwhelmed are you? Because I remember talking to you right after it happened. You were still at Montefiore. And, you know, you were planning on, I got a bunch of books I can read and I can relax. And it doesn't seem like you've been able to relax that much.
No, I've not relaxed a lot. I have not read a lot of books. I have many, many. I mean, I only brought one book about pawpaws, the unusual fruit that several people brought to me while they were here. You know, the rest of the books are all gifts from people and suggestions to read while you're in the hospital. And I've not done very well with that at all. I spend a lot of time on electronic gizmos, on my phone, on my iPad, on my laptop. I have all three of them here, and that can keep you busy.
And I think you had four or five groups of people visit you one day, or three?
Several days. Yeah, no, I mean, today, Manette and Dave Solomon and Amy Grove, from WQED, three of my colleagues there, they came and brought food from Alibaba's on Craig Street, you know, Middle Eastern food. They were barely out of the room when Gus and some of the guys from the Northside Leadership Conference, Mark Fatla and Cody, they came with Gus and, you know, they've left. And Matt Dayak, who's a photographer in Mount Lebanon, who used to be a carpenter, he's going to help me with banisters in my house, and he came and got a key to my house so he can, you know, check out what he has to do there. So it's a constant parade of people and really nice things. I say sometimes it feels a little bit maybe like a premature funeral, you know, like all these pieces of my life just keep passing through. But it's very nice because I'm still alive and I get to enjoy, you know, reconnecting with all these different elements from high school, you know, from college, from my life in South Carolina. I don't think anybody from South Carolina has actually come here, but on Facebook and all of that, I get a lot of, you know, connections back through all of that. So it's been really, it's a wonderful experience.
It's like George Bailey was without having used Clarence.
Exactly. It's a wonderful life. I'm living it's a wonderful life.
So just, if you could, just name a few of the things that have, I know there's been food, but some of the weirder things that people have brought you?
Well, I mean, I would say there's many highlights. Certainly, my friends OJ and Carrie, two women on the north side. Actually, I'm not sure if they live in Shaler or where exactly they live, but they were worried that they might get lost in the crowd, so they came in giant dinosaur costumes one night. and that was quite astounding here in McGee Hospital to see a T-Rex and a Godzilla coming down the hall. And, I mean, we're talking like big costumes that have fans inside to keep them cool and all of that. But it was very fun. There's a new Brazilian restaurant that's opening in Highland Park, or has just opened, called Cafe Brazil. And the woman who's the chef there, Kayla Nogueira Cook, she brought me dinner here one night. I've known her because Daniel Aguero, one time, he used to do these things called Dinner with Daniel in the North Hills. And I met her there. He came with his family, and we went down to the garden. I was there with Doug Oster, too.
Everybody gardens with Doug, yeah.
Everybody gardens with Doug, and it was so great to be there with him. And he helped me pick things, and I built a little pantry here in my room so that I can jazz up if I order hospital food, as I still do. I can, you know, put basil on it or parsley, or my cameraman Frank brought me a jar of red pepper flakes and all of that. So, I think I have it under control.
You have the best-looking hospital food I've ever seen.
Well, yeah, I know, because but it was so lucky to have the fact that McGee has this garden down there where they have, you know, cherry tomatoes. They have a whole, like, hedge of parsley. I went down yesterday thinking, oh, it's going to change now that the weather's turned cold. It's already gone.
Oh, wow.
So I guess maybe they collect that, and you know that they, all the signs say that they use all of these herbs in the kitchen here, so it's pretty nice. So, and there's a turtle pond there too with 12 turtles, which is fun to look at.
Do you miss home?
You know, it's funny. I think I miss my car more than I miss my home. I miss the mobility.
Yeah,
I miss being able to go to events, you know, see people. All of that. I miss that. I've been here in the hall and in the room, you know, for 7 weeks, 7.5 weeks almost.
But everybody's been coming to you.
Everyone has come to me, which is really amazing. And I say the only time I almost cried was when the band, the Beagle Brothers, came. And they gave a concert here in our little dining hall on the TCU hallway here. And we propped open the doors so everybody on the hall could hear, and they played an hour worth of, you know, great country music. So it's pretty amazing. And I it's funny because, you know, it's the way of our world now. I thought, so do I take videos of all these songs, or do I just sit here and listen to them? You know, and I tried to split the half and half. Sometimes I just listened. Sometimes I made a video.
Yeah.
And then I went Facebook Live on one of them. So. You know, it was touching. I mean, as much of this is, it makes you just think like, wow, people really are good.
Yeah, it's been amazing, and to see how many, you know, every day, different pictures, different something.
Right, and not all people that I know well. Sometimes people just, you know, wanted to meet me, and you know, get a moment, and we sit here and talk. And then on top of that, there's the whole medical parade that's simultaneous.
Yeah. You forget about that part after a while because, at least viewing it from Facebook, you know.
Right.
It just looks like a big party, but then, you know, you're also in there for a reason. It's not.
Well, they like me, physical therapy and occupational therapy, because I like to do it early in the morning. I say, when I get up, I'm ready to go. And so I'm always their first customer at 8:30 a.m. In the what we call the gym here. It doesn't really look like a gym, but it's a nice big room where we do exercises and hop around and all of that. And, that fills the morning, essentially. I think I get 45 minutes or an hour of physical training, physical therapy, and then I do occupational therapy, which can be anything from throwing a ball back and forth to, they have a hand cycle, like a little bicycle that you run with your hands, stationary. You just, you know, they put a timer on you and say, do 5 minutes of this. And I've worked my way up to now where I put 5 pound weights on each hand and I do 7 minutes forward and then 7 minutes back. And that kind of a thing. It's you know, I've probably done more exercises this year than I've done in the last 10 years, you know, because of occupational and physical therapy.
Well, I bet that the nurses and staff on your floor don't want you to leave. That's probably why they're telling you to take your time. With all the
Yeah, they've been able to taste some you know, these things. I try to share as much as I can. you know, the food has just been astounding. And you know, the other night David Newell came, who's Mr. McFeely from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, and almost simultaneously, Alex Bodnar, who runs the little Hungarian restaurant called Yosha Corner in Hazelwood, showed up because he wanted me to see what he's serving for lunch now.
This seems like this would make a great, if not documentary for TV, a little web thing of just how many people have come and how many different stories have been told. Now, of course, this would all have to have been filmed. I mean, this would be quite the undertaking if everything was filmed to edit this into something.
But, you know, I have a film, but I've taken a lot of still pictures, so I'm toying with that idea.
Oh, okay.
You know, I'm not working, however, because I'm on work.
Exactly.
But I'm running that idea through my head a lot.
Could call it,
you know, call it TCU Memories.
TCU Memories. Everybody's nebbing around Rick Seebeck.
McGee Memories.
McGee Memories. Yeah.
Jennifer Cohen, who owns and runs the Lincoln Pharmacy in Millvale, stopped here yesterday. And she brought me a chocolate coconut pie that she made. I mean, like, come on, a homemade pie? That's pretty great. But she also brought me a book about bird watching and a set of binoculars to use. Because she knew I liked to go down and sit in the wheelchair on the, what I call the front porch of McGee Hospital, the main entrance there. I just became a regular. I try to push myself down there every day and just sit outside for a while, you know, change of view, change of fresh air, all that kind of stuff. And, so, you know, she thought you could bird watch too, because all these birds are migrating now. So she brought me a book that helps identify birds and a set of binoculars so I can look at them up close.
It's amazing.
Well, it is amazing.
Well, Rick, I'm glad that you're on track. I know this is a long process, but our thoughts and prayers are with you. And, you know, that's a devastating injury. And just to be able to kind of get through it like this with friends and family and just the whole community coming, you know, basically Pittsburgh just coming to you instead of you going to Pittsburgh for once.
Well, you know, I am totally humbled by it all and grateful and, you know, slightly overwhelmed. But it's been, you know, it's been wonderful. People say, like, you know, are you okay? I haven't had time to think about being depressed or anything. But I also know that I'm not sick.
You know, yeah.
I think a lot of people in hospitals are sick or they have restricted diets and things like that. None of which I have. I'm you know, basically okay, except I have a bad leg and I've had a bad leg for 7 weeks. But
and you'll get your leg back eventually. It may take a while, but
exactly. You'll
be there.
Right.
All right, sir.
I may have a cane for a while. I may look, you know, distinguished.
Yeah, there you go. We'll get you. Somebody's going to whittle you a nice, original, authentic cane or something with your face on it.
And I grew a beard.
I saw that, the sea beard. I don't know if I like that, but...
I don't know if I like it either.
No, I mean, I like the beard. I don't know if I like the name for it.
Oh, but I also know that it's really primarily a manifestation of laziness. I didn't have to stand like a flamingo at the sink and try to shave without putting weight on my left leg.
That's why I've had a beard for the past 8 years, Rick. Laziness.
I think it's already long enough that it's starting to have a little, you know, I might be able to you know, play the similarity to Santa up a little bit by the time Christmas comes. So, you know.
All right, sir. I will talk to you very shortly.
Thanks, Andy.
Thanks, Rick. Take care.